Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us from PhillyVoice.com, one of the best football writers in America, Jimmy Kemsky's here. Hi, Jimmy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
All right, Jim, you are, part of your job as a journalist is to know when people are being sincere with you and when they're being political. So I just want to ask you, do you really think that Chip Kelly is thrilled that the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
No.
Thank you. And why wouldn't he be, Jim? Why would he not be happy?
Well, because it ended so horribly for him here. And he's got, you know, I mean, he got fired by Jeff Lurie. But, you know, that didn't end well. Obviously, his power struggle with Howie Roseman went the way it did. So I can't imagine that he's – I mean, I'm sure there's some players on the team that, you know, he still likes and roots for. So in that respect, yeah. But as far as, you know, the sort of the front office personnel guys, I can't imagine he's happy for them.
But, Jim, the thing is, not only did he force Howie out, who came back and had a miracle run, he he discarded the MVP of the Super Bowl and Nick Foles. How can you say after that, well, I'm so happy for them. Those guys, they did it. I'm thrilled that Philadelphia finally won. That's a ridiculous comment.
It's kind of crazy how that all worked out, by the way, because you trade Foles for Bradford and then you ship off Bradford for a 1-4 and you get Foles back anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that's all right. All right. Now, the other one, Jimmy, I'm curious. Do you think McNabb or Reed are happy?
I think absolutely Andy Reid is happy for absolutely, 100%. McNabb, I really never knew him. He was I started covering the team just after his time, so I don't know him as well as you know, some of the other guys. But for sure, I would absolutely say Andy Reid's happy for the team.
Jimmy, if you had to say right
now, that's not the answer you wanted to hear. So
no, that's fine. I'll lead it somewhere else. I'm going to get you negative on Reed in a second. Jimmy, who's a better head coach of the NFL, Doug Peterson or Andy Reid?
Doug.
Thank you. That's what I needed to hear.
You weren't expecting him to say that.
No, I really thought you would at least kind of hedge it a little, Jimmy, but it's all Doug because, you know, Doug not only won it, but did it in dazzling style with some dangerous plays and things of that. And you went through his fourth down gambles, and you said most of them were the right decision to make, right, Jim?
Yeah, just about all of them for me this year. Huh. And I did the same thing last year. He was pretty aggressive last year as well. I mean, he was more aggressive than any other head coach in the NFL last year. People think that he just kind of turned it on this year. And that's not really the case. They just had more success when they went for it on fourth down this year.
Yep.
But, he's always been the most aggressive head coach in the league since he's gotten here. Actually, if you look at his career record already, if you include the playoffs, he's the second highest winning percentage among all active NFL head coaches, and the only one ahead of him is, of course, Belichick.
Wow. Who saw that coming? All right, Jimmy, let's get to a little game we're going to play called Interrupt. And needless to say, in the next 9 or 10 days, the Eagles are going to have to make some roster moves to get under the salary cap before free agency starts on March 14th. So we are going to lose some of our heroes in the next week or so. And I want to see if you think they're going to be here or they're not going to be here. And I'll start with one of the heroes of the Super Bowl, LeGarrette Blount. In or out?
I think he's out. Can I give a little color on it?
Sure. I want a little color. Yes.
My thinking on Blount is they're not going to want to sign him to, you know, any kind of – I mean, they signed him for almost nothing when they signed him last year. And I think they're going to want to do the same thing this year. And, of course, he's not going to want to sign for nothing coming off the year that he did. Then again, he didn't want to sign for nothing the year before when he was coming off of 18 touchdown season or whatever it was.
Right.
So it was weird that he got him as cheap as they did. I think what's going to happen there is they wait and they kind of wait it out. If somebody signs him to a nice deal, then God bless, good luck. Otherwise, I think they wait until after the draft. If they draft a running back, then they won't bring him back.
Right.
If they don't draft a running back, then by then he'll already be cheap because nobody around the league wants him. And they can bring him back at a cheaper price once again.
Makes sense. All right. Now we're going to get to – let me get to the other one that came out yesterday, Vinny Curry. In or out?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I think he's going to be out whether they – well, if he takes a pay cut and I think it would have to be a substantial one, then he'll be back. If not, then they're either going to cut him, or if they can find a trade for him, then they will, because they need his money. He counts for over $11 million on the cap, not just this year, but the next 2 years as well. Mm. So they can save $5 million of that. They'll get dinged for $6 million of that as a cap penalty if they do cut him. But I think his production really just doesn't warrant his pay, and he's going to be gone. He's either going to be gone or taking a pay cut one way or the other.
Rhea, I just want to say that that'll make a sad ending to the story of when Vinny was signed and Howie Roseman leaped into his arms. That was such a 48,
it's
47
a
million.
I think it's included in the Super Bowl DVD.
And you know the irony of it? Howie's coming off his best year, mm-hmm. right, Jimmy? He had his best season.
He was very, very good against the run. He had a really solid season. But the problem is, like, again, his production just isn't worth his pay. And then you have Derek Barnett behind him, who also very clearly looks like a very good potential starting defensive end in the NFL. So for his pay, they really just can't do it.
All right, listen, Jimmy, I got to save some money under the cap. I got to let the big guy go. Jason Peters, in or out?
He stays. He's
wow, no hesitation. Why?
Yeah, because, well, first of all, he's only heading into 2018. Mm-hmm. He's only the 14th highest paid left tackle. I'm not sure if that's exact. I tweeted this at one point, but it's somewhere in that area. He's like the 14th highest paid left tackle in the NFL, and he's absolutely worth that. So his whole, I mean, the last 2-3 years, I think people, self-included, have kind of gone, well, at some point he's going to not be able to play well anymore because he's getting so old. Of course, this year you tack on the ACL recovery, but every year he comes back and he plays at a Pro Bowl level. So, I mean, for the team, I think they got to kind of look at Halapulavati Vaitai and determine whether they think he's both ready to start now and if he's a long-term starter on this team. But for me personally, I think the drop-off from Peters to Vaitai was pretty sharp. I mean, even though Vaitai was good, and you know, I think you know he was a competent player, the drop off was pretty steep, and Jason Peters basically owns that team.
Okay, that Peters stays
respected than anyone there.
All right, listen up. I got Torrey Smith. I got him as an out. You got him as an out, Jimmy?
I do. Yeah.
All right, he's the one and done here. And what about Burton, the tight end, in or out?
Burton's going to get paid somewhere, so out. He's going to be gone.
He's out too. All right, and needless to say, I've saved the big one for next. Foles, in or out?
I think they trade him.
Out for Foles.
Well, no, not before.
No, a trade. A trade, right?
Yeah, right. Well, certainly, obviously, they're not going to cut him. But I think at some point, I don't know when it'll be during the offseason, I think they can kind of play it all different kinds of ways. If they get an offer they like, then right. I think they'll do it. But they can also slow play it, too. I mean, they can – because he has value to the team, obviously. If Wentz can't return in time or if Wentz has another injury, I think the guy just won a Super Bowl, obviously, so he showed his value. So, you know, but if at some point a team has a quarterback go down like the Vikings did with Teddy Bridgewater and then you basically rob the Vikings when you send Bradford for one and a four as no four, then, yeah, a team can run into that kind
of
situation.
Can I get a one for him? Can I get a first-round pick?
I don't think it's out of the question. Oh, nice. I think if I'm the Eagles, I'm looking for like the equivalent of like a late one. I don't necessarily need a one, but I need something to add up to what I think is about the same value as a late one.
All right, and this is my last question, Jim. This is the big one. Now that Jimmy just traded Nick Foles,
yes,
remember that. On the first day of the new season, who will be quarterbacking the Philadelphia Eagles?
Carson Wentz.
Wow, he's got him bad.
Wow.
And I got to say, Rhea just handed me, Peter King's agreeing with you. He is on schedule, they're saying, and they still believe he will be ready to play September 6th in the opener. That would be a pretty cool thing if he was back and going 100%. Read him every day. His name is Jimmy Kemsky. He's in the phillyvoice.com. Thank you, Jimmy. Love it, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Great Jimmy Kemsky with some insights. Al, they're saying that Carson's going to be ready.
Mm.
And you know what's...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.